This is Matthew Steffen. Welcome to this week's installation of the world's greatest marketing radio show. I'm really happy you came. I have a lot I want to cover today, a lot of value you're going to get out of this particular radio show, a lot of good stuff coming at you right now. So let's start. I want to teach you all about branding, but before I talk about branding, I want to talk a little bit about marketing, what marketing is, and what it does. Now, my definition of marketing is getting people to know, like, and trust you in the interest of improving their condition. There is one reason and one reason alone that you want to do business with people. That's not to collect money from them. That is not to get referrals from them. That is not to build your respective ego. The goal is to improve their condition. Now, I don't care if you're filling their pool, cutting their grass, selling them busts of George Washington, facilitating a helpless romance with a young lady and man on Match.com. Whatever it is, you're trying to improve your customer or client's condition. So we'll start there. So once again, marketing is getting people to know, like, and trust you in the interest of improving their condition. Now, branding is the art of getting people to know, like, and trust you in the interest of improving their condition. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, let me clarify. Branding is the art of marketing. Marketing is the overall strategy with underlying tactics. But branding, is the underlying framework under all of that stuff. You know, think of marketing as something you say, but branding is the way you say it. Branding is your personality. Branding is what separates you from the competition. You know, in a perfect world, marketing would be just a bunch of drones walking around all saying and doing the same thing. Branding is life. Branding is people in a community. We're all different. We're all doing different things. However, the problem is a lot of your businesses, maybe your business in particular, seem exactly the same. They're all saying the same exact thing. Branding is how you stand out from the competition, mainly differentiation. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about differentiation. If you don't mind, I'm going to have a sip of my delicious scotch. Every now and then you have to, grease the wheels. But anyway, here's where I'm going with this. Amelia Earhart, who was she? Now, you may know her as a female pilot. Did you know she flew across the Atlantic? Perhaps you did. I'm proud of you if you did. The difference is, she was the third person to do this. Charles Lindbergh, of course, was the first. So why do we know Amelia Earhart's name? Who was the second person to fly across the Atlantic? Do you know? It was a Jeopardy question not too long ago. I happened to get it right. Not sure how I remembered this from grammar school, but nevertheless, it was Bert Hinkler. So why do we remember Charles Lindbergh and Amelia Earhart, but not Bert Hinkler? I'll tell you why. Because Amelia Earhart and Charles Lindbergh both came first. But Matt, you said Amelia Earhart was the third person, but the difference is she branded herself as a woman. Her publicist knew that the best angle was to promote the fact that she was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. It seems like common sense, but nevertheless, that was her brand, being a female. That's how she stood out from the competition. Now, that's sort of an unorthodox example of branding. Let's talk about a more relevant example to your particular business. Now, let's talk about Charles Schwab. Now, Charles Schwab was not the first brokerage firm. However, he was the first discount brokerage firm. See the difference? Price is what separated Charles Schwab from the competition. Now, the beautiful thing about branding is you can go in any direction. You know, a friend of mine used to select toys for the shelves of F.E.O. Schwartz. And one time we were at a club in New York, actually I think it was Manhattan. Great club, having a good time, drinking scotch, talking to some, young ladies, and I took him aside and I said, how do you select the toys for F.E.O. Schwartz? What method do you use? Tell me the trick. I wanted to learn a little something. And plus, I had a little bit to drink, and I wanted to show some interest in what my friend did. You know, what he told me was, Matt, it's very, very simple. I choose toys that I either love or I hate. He said to me, they have to get my emotion going in one direction or another. I have to run hot or cold. If it's mediocre, if they don't stand out in my head, they won't stand out in a child's head. That's very, very interesting. Now, I'm not saying your branding has to be loved or hated, but I'm saying it has to evoke some kind of emotion. It has to resonate in the heart somewhere. Now, you may say, Matt, I am a brand new plumber, and I always use this example because I love plumbers. It's a great industry. We have a lot of plumbing clients, great people. And you say, I just started plumbing, and the problem is all my competition, you know, they're all branded as they've been in business since, I don't know, 1864. You know, they've got a ton of clients. They've got a, you know, huge, robust presence in the community. How do I market against them? Well, I think you answered your own question. What you want to focus on with branding is focus on what your competition is doing and try to do the opposite of that. That's how you really stand out, and you're going to get customers that way. If you do exactly what your competition's doing, guess, especially if you're new on the block, guess where they're going to go? They're going to go to your competition. They're not going to go to you. So I would say this to the young plumber. I'd say market yourself as just that. Brand yourself as a new plumber. Look what you can leverage on your side. You can take the angle as, you know, state-of-the-art equipment, brand new fresh equipment, fresh training, fresh out of a plumbing trade school, or fresh out of an apprenticeship, you know, newer equipment, newer presence, newer customer service, state-of-the-art customer service, whatever it is. I think you get my point. Brand yourself against those people. Define them. Don't wait for them to define them. You define them. For example, Coca-Cola had a big problem with Pepsi in the 90s. I think you remember the whole, you know, advertising campaign that Pepsi lost, Generation Next. What they were focused on was saying Pepsi is young, Pepsi is hip. And what they were also saying is Coke is old, Coca-Cola is tired. They were saying this is the soft drink for a new generation. And let's face it, that newer generation makes up a huge segment of the target market of people that drink soft drinks. So Pepsi not only branded themselves, they branded their competition as being newer and fresher. Nevertheless, Coke still has the greater market share, but Pepsi was able to certainly take some off the top of Coke's market share at that time. I'll be frank, when Pepsi came out with those cubes that you could buy Pepsi from, I would walk down to the shopping bag in my little block in Philadelphia. I'd buy a cube, I'd have some Pepsi. Was delicious. Good time. So anyway, I hope you understand a little bit more about branding. Branding's your personality. Branding's what makes you different. There are many ways to brand yourself. You could be, like we talked about, you could be newer. You could be first. Say you're utilizing a certain technology your competition isn't. Use that. Say you're using a technology that's been around forever, but you want to be known as the one that does that. For example, Southwest Airlines, if I'm not mistaken, they recently launched an advertising campaign preaching the efficiency to their airline by using winglets. Winglets is, it's the wing extends a little bit further and points upward perpendicular to the actual wing. Now, what it does is minimize fuel costs. So they celebrated this and said, this is why your ticket is cheaper. This is how we keep our prices down. Now, winglets have been in existence, I think, since the late 19th century. It's crazy. It's been around forever. Boeing uses it on a lot of planes. A lot of their competition uses it. But it doesn't matter because Southwest Airlines was the first one to step forward and say, we're using this. This is what keeps our prices low. And by the way, if you're going to talk about how, or, you know, having low prices, justify why you do that. Don't let people think that you're sacrificing value ever. Make sure they know this is how we're increasing efficiency. This is why your prices are lower. And it's sexy, too. It's sexy when you see commercials with funny-looking wings propelling people from one side of the country to the other. And you talk about lower prices. People like seeing that stuff. That's real good advertising. That's advertising that justifies who you are, what you're doing, why you're better. That's branding. Again, branding is the art of getting people to know, like, and trust you in the interest of improving their condition. I think that's about it for me. I'm going to relax, have a little bit more of my Johnnie Walker Black Label Scotch. I highly recommend it for those nights that you're home with the family and you want to relax a little bit. Grab the Mr. or Mrs. a little bit closer and snuggle them and say, you know what, all this hard work I'm doing, running my business, it's worth it that I can be here with you at night. So, hope you enjoyed this week's installation of the World's Greatest Marketing Radio Show. I really look forward to having you here next week. I enjoy your presence. I certainly invite you to explore our website and everything we have to offer. Certainly, we have a very robust blog. I think you'll enjoy a lot of good stuff if you like to read. If not, continue to tune into our radio show, and I will see you back here next week. Have a great week, guys. Take care.